Maaseshani chefsu mishnanana. Paret selashil maaseshani bushalim. So now you're arriving in Jerusalem, and let's say you've got a sela over there. You've got one big silver sela coin in Jerusalem. And now what you want to do is you want to start exchanging it for copper, because now you need the copper coins. The silver coins are too big to buy your goods with over there. Beishama emrim kola sela mas. So there's lots of different opinions we're going to see here, but the first is beishama, that you can change the silver thing for all copper. You can completely convert the silver onto copper. Beisilal emrim shekel kesev shekel mas. So beisilal, no, you can only do half and half. And why? Because beisilal don't want you to be left at the end of your trip when you've got to go back home with copper coins. Why? Because copper coins deteriorate, because you're going to have to keep them for next year. Right? So if you take them home and keep them for a full year, they're going to deteriorate. Or you've got to change it back to silver. And what happens when you change it back to silver? There's cost. There's cost involved. So they don't want you to incur that cost. So it says, Beis Hillel, only do half and half. And in that way, hopefully the amount of copper you'll be left with at the end of your trip will be minimal. Adanim lifnei chachamim omrim, those that deliberate before the sages, agreed with Beis Hillel on the principle, but disagreed on the amount. They said, "B'shloisha dinarim kesef, or b'dinar mas," that you should only convert a quarter of that silver seller coin, not a half, just a quarter into copper. So even more, even stricter, right? That you should just, that you shouldn't be left over with copper. Rabbi Akiva Omer says, Rabbi Akiva, he's even stricter. He says, "B'shloisha dinarim kesef, or revis mas." He says, only 1/16th you should convert the silver. You should only end up with 1/16th copper. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, even stricter, he says, Aba Aspirai Kesef. He says 1/20th you should only convert into copper, so that to make very sure you're not left with anything at the end. And Shammai Omer, not by Shammai himself says, no, it doesn't agree with any of these principles. What he says you should do is Yanichene Bachanos, you should take that silver seller coin and leave it at the shopkeeper and let him start like an account for you. And then v'yoichel kenegda, whenever you want something, go to the shop and buy it and let him deduct it off the thing. And then in that way, you don't have to convert anything to copper. You can actually just do it all with a ledger at the shop, says Shammai, and that's the best way of doing it according to him.
There we go.